bit of a strange one tonight. Harps played very well, but unfortunately, another poor result.
Yeah, that's been the story the last few weeks, even Wexford last week too. We played fairly well with 10 men and 9 men, and we didn't get the rub of the green, but I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot last week. And again, tonight, the corner kicks have been our Achilles heel. We can't seem to just deal with them, so it's... But I mean, saying that, there's a lot of positives to take out of the night too. Played some really great passage of play, and we had a few chances ourselves and that, and we can, the boys can take a lot of heart. They're really showed a lot of commitment and endeavour and worked their socks off for each other. So whilst there's disappointment given the result again, but we have to get up with.
Yeah, you were forced to make changes tonight because of the couple of suspensions, and now you have another headache with that injury to Blaine Curtis. How bad is it, Peter?
Well, again, it seems to be a knee injury, and it's just typical the way things are going at the moment. As I was just saying, the boys prior there, we've lost Hugh Carlin now for the season as well. We found out prior to the game that he's out for 7 to 8 months too with his cruciate. So, I mean, that's another body blow. So, when you have such a small squad as well, and again, it's seemingly all the experienced professionals. It's happening too. So, it's unfortunate, but hopefully Blaine's isn't as bad, and he'll be okay for Friday.
And following on from the departure of Felix Healy, all of a sudden you've got to deal with these problems now as manager. You've got Blaine Curtis out injured. You've got Kevin McHugh and Adam Clark both hit with big suspensions. Other injuries as well. It gets no easier.
No, far from it. As I said, we don't have our sorrows to seek. But I mean, that's the hand you're dealt in football. And you can either go into a dark cave and hide, or you just get up and get on with it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to look forward to training now on Monday and Wednesday and pick ourselves up. And because there's a good bunch of boys here, and they have a good character, and they showed that tonight. And if anything, I feel really disappointed for them, because they showed a lot of endeavour and commitment tonight, and they didn't get their just rewards.
Yeah, because with the game goalless, there were chances for Harps to take the lead, and unfortunately, the goal didn't come their way.
No, well, that's it. I mean, as I've always said, in this league particularly, it's the first goal is crucial. Teams usually just push on and finish to see the game out, but unfortunately we haven't been able to capitalise on that, because we've never been able in the last few weeks to get our noses in front, and it's just not taking those chances, coming back to haunt us.
With all those problems there in terms of injuries and suspensions, Peter, how do you approach next week's game against Derry City in the Cup?
We just have to do as much as possible, get ourselves organised, and hopefully get as many people fit as possible. We'll see, deal with Blaine during the week and see, hopefully he comes through it. If not, then we'll just address that during the training this week, and just try and get ourselves in a position, pick ourselves up, galvanise ourselves, and look forward to the tie as much as anything, because it's a cup tie and it's a local derby. I mean, obviously no one's going to give us any chance at all at the moment, given the situation, so it's there to be enjoyed too.
No pressure, really?
No, no pressure at all, because we went there pre-season and got on the losing of a heavy scoreline, and likewise in the League Cup. So, again, now given the circumstances that the team and the squad we have at the minute going there, again, no one will give us any chance at all. So, but I mean, we remain positive, and you never know. It's cup football.
And what's the week been like for yourself, Peter? I mean, I know you've already said on record that you were surprised as anybody at Felix's decision to step down. I mean, is this a role now that you want? Is it something you'll enjoy?
No, I will. I mean, you just don't know what the opportunities you're going to get dealt in your life. And I'm one of those optimistics, and you have to sort of get on with it and enjoy it. And it'll be a good experience. I think Harps have, to be quite honest, they're a sleeping giant. I think there's a vast untapped potential here at the club, given it's the only senior Donegal club as well. So I mean, there's a lot of work to be done, but I mean, I'm still of the opinion that work can be done, and if people come out and support this young squad, then they need that support now at the moment. This is when you really show your true support for your club, and these young players are committed, as I am, and Sean McGowan and that, and we're convinced that we can turn it around.
And tell me, would you be quite happy to stay on as player manager as well, Peter, or would it be something that you might consider?
I mean, at the moment, all options is open, given the way things are going in regard to injuries and suspensions. That's still a possibility. Yeah.